Lilia Weber is 60 years old. She has two daughters and two stepsons and lives in Montgomery County. Thea Rimmel lives in Northampton County and several years ago moved to New Hampshire and found it was easier as a trans person to live there. But she moved back to PA to help family. Rimmel is 56. Here's our Zoom conversation.
Thea, I'll start with you. What was your emotions going through talking about your life for this project?
In my story, there's a lot of tragedy as far as statistic-wise, transgender people wind up being raped, homeless, lose their families, et cetera. And I've experienced all those things. But I still wake up in the morning and I smile and I say it's a great day.
Your story, just from what I read, you said in your generation, displaying anything out of the ordinary was not acceptable and it caused you to be bullied and withdrawn.
My childhood wasn't easy. I was the kid that everybody called sissy. And I think about these young kids today. I want to be that voice for them.
Lilia, I wanted to ask you about the process of sharing your story as well.
I hesitated for a long time because I didn't want to make it about me, but I felt like my story is also unique. I use the term blessed when I talk about my story. I mean, I've had some hardships too. And, you know, we want to say we're here and our stories are valid. Thea said earlier, we're real people. We pay our taxes. We work.
Lilia, I'd also like to ask you about something I read in your story. You talked about this buzz in your head, or you called it the buzz. Officially, what you were actually going through is gender dysphoria. Can you talk about what that experience was like? And when did you figure out that you were going through that?
Yeah, gender dysphoria is the common thread for all trans people. I nicknamed it the buzz before I even knew the term gender dysphoria. But it's just like, this isn't right. This isn't right. And it just consumes your head 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
You weren't able to change anything until later in life, essentially, right? What was it like to, I guess, go through that?
For me, there's a lot of repression and denial. And then I had a family and kids. And, you know, so those are responsibilities that I didn't want to upset. But then it feels like I can't go on. And then, you know, I finally said I need to work with a therapist that would really help me work through this. Yeah, so I started working through it.
I saw at the end of your story, you kind of concluded, if you could go back in time, you'd give yourself advice about embracing who you are. Do you think your younger self would have been able to do that or at least appreciate the sentiment?
Yeah, no, I'm going to tear up. I didn't know anyone who was trans when I was younger. And so, yes, I think so. Maybe it would have changed things.
And Thea, you actually wrote in your story about feeling more accepted in New Hampshire because you moved there for quite some time. Could you talk about the differences between how Pennsylvanians are versus New Hampshireans?
Pretty much their attitudes are, well, if you're nice to me, I'm nice to you. It's not like that down here. Down here, the attitude seems to be, well, if you're not like me, you don't have a chance. And I'll tell you, I have to fight for everything here. Healthcare is a big problem right now. I've had so many doctors say right to my face, I'm sorry, I won't treat you because you're transgender. That really hurts.
What do you think Pennsylvania could do or people on an individual level do that live here in PA to make it a more accepting and safer place for all people?
Well, I think that trans project that's taking place right now is a good start. If you see people as people, that changes a lot of people's minds, I think. And I think that is so important that people see us as people, because the minute you don't, we're not human. Just finding out that there's other types of people in the world and that they're all just as valuable and important is good too.